They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our beautiful series The Pious Women of Islam, in which we go through, we learn about the seerah of the pious women of Islam. We go through how they led their lives, what were their affairs, what were their practices, so we can also derive some Madani pearls from their seerah and implement into our lives. So we can also become successful in this world and the hereafter. Please stay with us until the end of the silsilah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will gain abundance of knowledge. The many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. According to one narration, according to one hadith mubarakah, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the summary of the hadith sharif is, that the one who recites Durood upon me, sends peace and salutations upon me, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. The one who recites Durood upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites Durood upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inscribes, writes between both his eyes, that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept among martyrs. What a beautiful blessing. How small an effort there is, and what a great reward there is. That if somebody is kept among martyrs on the day of judgment, the day when no one else will be there to help us out, the day when the sun will be only a quarter miles away, the day when there will be no shade apart from the shade of Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, that day, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, the one who recites the Durood upon Nabi Akreem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he will be kept among martyrs. And martyrs, shuhada, they undoubtedly will be forgiven, they undoubtedly will attain salvation. So we've been told in this beautiful hadith mubarakah that if we also want to be raised among martyrs, among shuhada, then we shall recite Durood e Paak upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at least 100 times a day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we spoke earlier, that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we cover the topic of a pious woman of Islam, a pious predecessor woman of Islam in our silsila, in our series. Which pious woman are we going to be discussing today? This is such a personality, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, who was very beloved to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Who was she? She was someone who was known to be the leader of the women of this world and of the paradise. Who is she? She is the one who is the pride of the women race. Who is she? She is the most beloved daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Who is she? She is the mother of the leaders of the youth of paradise. Yes, my dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, she is none other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, today we will be talking about her excellences, her virtues, and we will also learn a lot of other affairs of how she led her life, and inshallah, through various aspects of her seerah, we will see what Madani pearls can we derive, which we can also implement into our lives. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the youngest but the most beloved daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Her name is Fatima, and her titles are Zahra and Batul. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Abdurrahman bin Ali Jawzi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi states that she was born 5 years before the declaration of prophethood. So when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared his nubuwah, declared his prophethood, it was 5 years prior to that when Sayyidatun Nisa Khatun Jannat Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she has various titles. The more special a person is, the more titles the person will have. Similarly, because Sayyidatun Nisa Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha holds an esteemed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, hence she has various titles. Among those various titles, some of them are Ummu Sadat, Makhdumai Kainat, Dukhtare Mustafa, Banue Murtaza, Sardare Khawatine Jahano Jena, Hazrate Sayyida, Tayyiba, Tahira, Fatima, Zahra and Butul, Zakiya, Radiya, Marziya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaddisa, Mubaraka, Zakiya, Azra, Sayyidatun Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatun Jannat, Mu'azzama, Ummul Had, Ummul Hasanan, etc., etc. So these are few titles, few specialities which have been given to Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Other than these patronymics, there's one very special patronymic which is associated only with Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and that patronymic is Umme Abiha. So all the other titles that we went through earlier and Umme Abiha, these are specialities of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as no one else has these titles, has these patronymics other than Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's now talk about the excellences and virtues of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What can be said about the dignity and honor of a person who is being praised by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself? As Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself is the most praiseworthy. He is the best of the creation that has ever been created and will ever be created. There's no one who's more superior than Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we can imagine the extent of someone's greatness and dignity who is being praised by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this case, let's hear to the excellences and virtues of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which are mentioned by the blessed tongue of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So whilst talking about the virtues and excellences of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he said to Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that your wrath, your anger brings about the anger of Allah Almighty, and your pleasure brings about the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Similarly, in another narration, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, whilst mentioning the excellences of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that Fatima is a part of my body. What is disliked to her is disliked to me. What is liked by her is liked by me. On the day of judgment, all relations and ties will break except my nasb and matrimonial relations. So all other relationships and ties, they will end, they will break up on the day of judgment. But it will be the only relationships that will stay intact will be those of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Similarly, in another narration, whilst mentioning the excellences and virtues of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Fatima is the leader of all the women of this world as well as of the paradise. So what a beautiful virtue is being mentioned over here by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that she is the leader of all the women of this world and of the paradise. Furthermore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam continued to say, he said that Fatima is the part of mine. Whoever makes her angry makes me angry. And in another narration, it is stated that her anxiety is my anxiety and her distress is my distress. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mentioning the status of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha in this world, that she is a leader of the women of this world. And then he alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to mention her status of in the hereafter, that she is also the leader of the women of the paradise. So she radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of women of this world as well as of the hereafter. And so in a nutshell we can say that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the women of both worlds. Furthermore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is associating her pleasure and displeasure with that of his own. And in the narration earlier, same was associated with that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the displeasure and wrath of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha brings about the displeasure and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know the excellences and virtues of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, how immense they are, how great they are, that they are being associated, the pleasure and displeasure of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is being associated with that of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and to that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is again by the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not by anyone else. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, whilst carrying on the excellences of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, her name, meaning my daughter's name, is kept Fatima, because Allah Azza wa Jal has kept her and those who love her freed from hellfire. So we come to know this is Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is kept away from hellfire. She has attained salvation. How she led her life, how she worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how generous she was, how much she loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what was the state of her worships. And after learning different aspects of her seerah, of her life, then we need to implement them into our lives. Only then we can rightly claim to be loving Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and inshaAllah be deserving of the glad tiding of attaining salvation, of being among those who followed her, who loved her, and who are kept away from the hellfire. Similarly, there is another beautiful narration mentioned in Sunan Tirmizi, which highlights the importance, the dignity, the rank of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Let's listen to this beautiful narration. Hazrat Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that I asked my mother to give me the permission and offer Salatul Maghrib behind Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and I can request him to supplicate for your and my forgiveness. So Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anha is seeking permission from his mother to go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, offer Salatul Maghrib. And what beautiful words he carries on to say, so I can request him for my and your forgiveness. Then of course, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, his mother, gave him the permission. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that I came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and offered Salatul Maghrib. After offering, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started to leave, and I also started to follow him. Upon realizing that there's someone behind him, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, who is it? Huzaifa? What is your need? What is your desire? May Allah azza wa jal forgive you and your mother. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is following Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, without turning back, without seeing who's behind him, he alayhi salatu wasalam himself says, who's this, Huzaifa? What is your desire? May Allah azza wa jal forgive you and your mother. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, over here we come to know that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to know who is behind him. Without turning behind, without looking behind him, he alayhi salatu wasalam came to know it's Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who is coming behind him. Moreover, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to know the desire of his heart, because Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst leaving, what did he say to his mother? That so I can request Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam supplicate for your and my forgiveness. And over here, now this was a desire in his heart. Now, not only Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to know that who's following him, who's coming behind him, but he alayhi salatu wasalam also came to know the desire of the heart of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And without asking him that what do you want, what is your desire, what is your need, without asking him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself gave the news of unseen, himself supplicated for the forgiveness of Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this was the desire, the will of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which he kept in his heart and came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with. And without him expressing his desire, revealing his desire to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he alayhi salatu wasalam came to know of the desire of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's heart. So he alayhi salatu wasalam also came to know who's following him without looking behind him, and also came to know the desire of the heart of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu without the need of him mentioning it to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's why Ma'aqai Naimat, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ishq-o Muhabbat, the revivalist of Sunnah, eradicator of Bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, guide of Tariqah, Al-Haj, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, beautifully says that aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karodon durood. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which other news of unseen will be concealed from you, will be hidden from you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the biggest ghaib, He Himself is not hidden from you. If we have come to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So no other knowledge of unseen is hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as we can see from this incident so far. So carrying on this incident, that Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam realized that someone is behind him, he himself said that, who is it, Huzaifa? What is your need? What is your desire? May Allah azza wa jal forgive you and your mother. After this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that there is an angel who never descended until tonight. So an angel has descended from the heavens who until tonight has not descended. He sought permission from his Lord to present salam to me and to give me the glad tiding that Fatima is the leader of the women of paradise and Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Allahu Akbar. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this beautiful narration which he mentioned in the chapter of Manaqib, Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib, page 857, hadith 378. In this beautiful narration, we come to know of various excellences of not only Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but also of Sayyidatul Nisa, Hazrat Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that a special angel descended from the heavens to the earth. And this was for the first time ever that this very angel came to the earth, who presented his salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the dignity and rank of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is also being highlighted over here, that just to present salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this very angel, he took permission, he sought permission from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this angel descends on the earth for the first time ever. He presents salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what glad tidings does he give? He tells Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he gives this glad tiding that Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the leader of the women of this world and of the women of paradise. And Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. What a beautiful glad tiding this is, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, that Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the leader of women of this world and of paradise. And how beautifully this glad tiding was imparted upon to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that it was through a very special angel who never descended on earth before this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relayed this news, this glad tiding to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam through this very special angel. In other words, this special glad tidings, this special virtue of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was imparted upon to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in a special way, through a very special angel, through an angel who never descended on earth until tonight, and this was the very first time that this angel was descended. It is as if this angel was specially chosen just for this purpose, that go and give this glad tidings to my Habib, to my beloved, that his beloved daughter's rank is this. This is the rank and status of his beloved daughter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sharing on the virtues and excellences of Sayyidatul Nisa Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, Fatima adopted chastity and Allah azza wa jal has made hell haram upon her children. So we beautifully come to know over here as well, my dear Sahib brothers, that piety, purity, righteousness, chastity, these are those traits which are specific to the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And various times, we would see that these traits, people are known of these traits to be pious, to be righteous, to have adopted chastity through other people. Other people, they witness the piety of a certain person, they witness the righteousness of a certain person, and then they talk about the chastity, the piety and righteousness of that very person. But in this case, we come to know that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself is mentioning the piety, righteousness and chastity of Hazrat Sayyidatul Nisa Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So we can imagine the extent of chastity and piety of Hazrat Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The amount of taqwa she radiyallahu ta'ala anha had adopted, the amount of piety and righteousness she radiyallahu ta'ala anha adopted. And we also come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hell haram for her children. What a beautiful glad tidings this is. Furthermore, Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Zahida Abida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha states, that I haven't seen anyone resembling more to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam than Fatima, in walking, facial complexions and talking. When she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would present herself in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would stand to welcome her, kiss her hand, and make her sit at his place. And when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go to her, then she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would stand up in his reverence, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would hold and kiss his hand and make him sit at her place. So we come to know in this beautiful narration as well that Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is testifying that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, there's no one more than her who followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who resembled Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in walking, in facial complexions and in talking. In other words, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was devotionally drowned in following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And why wouldn't it be? Because she was the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She was someone who was brought up by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And who else can be there? And who else can love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than Hazrat Sayyidatul Nisa Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? How can someone else follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam more than Hazrat Sayyidatul Nisa Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when the way she would have observed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, no one else would have been able to do so. The way she would have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam conversing, no one else would have seen Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam conversing in the similar manner. The way she followed the attributes and traits of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the way she observed the traits and characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no one else would have been able to follow them and observe them in the same way as Hazrat Sayyidat Nisa Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was able to do so. So we come to know she radiallahu ta'ala anha resembled Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam most in her conversation, the way she would walk, in her facial complexions, and every other matter. No one else resembled Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than Hazrat Sayyidat Nisa Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we've heard some excellences of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in today's episode. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will carry on the excellences of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and some other aspects of her blessed life and see what Madani pearls can we derive from her blessed seerah to implement in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women. To follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance.